All right, hello and welcome, everyone. You are joining us tonight for our Citizens Climate Lobby Training Program, a weekly webinar of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and our topic this week is managing money in your group. Especially with big tabling events for Earth Day and our annual conference coming up, many chapters may be in need of support in figuring out how to manage their local funds. So what we're going to cover today in this training will walk you through various ways to raise and manage money in your group for things like chapter activities and conference scholarships. All right, so with that, I'll provide the initial part of our overview and training today, and then we'll be joined by Gene Rytok. Gene's a former group co-leader of the Raleigh-Durham chapter in North Carolina, and after a 44-year career in education and computer services, Gene dedicated her life now to belonging to community and is actively promoting, empowering, and supporting CCL through a lot of her leadership. So thank you for your advice tonight as well, Gene. If we've done our job well, you'll walk away with the following three learning goals from tonight's training. Number one, understanding how to raise money for your chapter and conference scholarships that you are looking to make sure that you can provide more support with. Number two, providing you a step-by-step guide to managing money for your own chapter. And lastly, empowering you as volunteers to accomplish money management goals for your chapter's needs. And in order to do that, we'll go through some general considerations and an overview. We'll talk about ideas that we have and provided you with raising money for conference scholarships. We'll talk about what's worked well for Gene's chapter as an example of how local chapters manage money, and we'll open it up for Q&A. So with that, though, let's start with the general overview, and that is about the Citizens Climate Partnership. We know that Citizens Climate Lobby and Citizens Climate Education, CCL and CCE, are sister organizations that complement each other in strategically building political will for impactful climate solutions. So this is on the national level. And again, as a review, CCL, the organization that many of us know and love, is a C4, which allows us to engage in unlimited lobbying pertaining to our mission of building the political will for a livable world. However, donations made through CCL's C4 aren't deductible, while donations made to our sister organization, Citizens Climate Education, as a C3 are. We also want to clarify that today's training isn't going to be talking about fundraising or raising funds for CCL National. There's an actual wonderful additional training that we have all about that called Raising Money for CCL National. But many of the same principles that we highlight in that training for helping us fundraise around CCL nationally can also apply to the complementary efforts that you are engaged in with your groups locally. So let's talk about that. And that's really the scope of our focus tonight. CCL groups, we know, are very creative about finding low-cost ways to get the work done. We know from our group leader surveys that 94% of our chapters manage their finances informally and spend less than $1,000 in a year. Most actually spend less than $500. So keeping things simple and informal allows time to be spent on actions that matter in helping us all build political will. We also know this, though, as chapters grow in size and capacity, sometimes they find it useful to introduce more accountability into their processes that we'll cover tonight, or even open up a bank account. This lets them take on bigger projects, such as raising funds to help members go to our big CCL summer conference and lobby day in DC. So really, that's what we want to focus on tonight. Should you decide to start local fundraising, groups often wonder or ask me if they can raise money for their needs through CCL or CCE by having people donate money earmarked then to their group. And unfortunately, the complications of managing that for hundreds of groups without jeopardizing our outstanding audit reports, which are necessary for us to continue to receive major grants from foundations, means that our national office is unable to offer this, which is why tonight we're talking about alternatives to that approach. So let's start with this, a favor to ask of you. Unlike many organizations, CCL and CCE only ask for money twice a year. We actually just came out of our March appeal. Thanks to all of the generosity of our donors, we exceeded that giving ask. And we also have a traditional year-end appeal in the months of the end of November and December. We don't want to ask our membership or the general public to fundraise every week, every day, like other groups do. So we ask, given these windows, that you coordinate with us by only fundraising for your group in the other 9 months of the year. And the great thing is, that's why we're talking about this training now. It's perfect timing. April is a wonderful time to really start focusing on raising funds for your own local efforts, for tabling, for Earth Month activities, and for getting conference scholarships. We know that national and regional conferences offer volunteers in your chapter a wonderful opportunity to connect with CCL volunteers and staff from around the region or country to deepen their skills and knowledge and to return back home to their community feeling more committed and inspired by climate momentum than ever. But we also know this, it can be expensive and is a barrier for many people. Knowing that there is a possibility of some help with travel expenses makes it much easier to decide whether they're able to actually attend the conference. On our end, the conference fees for ticket prices that you see actually reflect a very significant subsidy to every registrant by being able to set that price well below what it actually costs us to put on the event. But beyond that, many groups have found it helpful to do some fundraising on their own to help members of their chapter attend national or even regional conferences. And so one thing that we wanted to highlight tonight is that we do every year offer inclusion and conservative scholarships. And this year, we also offer a student scholarship. And if you'd like to find out more about those scholarships and the link to it, make sure to click a link that's attached to the description field wherever you're consuming this training, whether it's on YouTube, Community, or on your podcast platform. Those deadlines are coming up on the April 15th for the inclusion and conservative scholarships and the end of the month, April 30th, for our student scholarship. Beyond what CCL National provides, though, we also tonight specifically wanted to highlight some suggestions for what's worked for other chapters in making it work for raising conference scholarships. Number one, you could pass the hat around at your next chapter meeting. The simplest way to help someone is to informally pass the hat at one of your meetings to collect money for your members who are going. People who can't go to the conference are often really happy and honored to help other people who can, especially if it's their first time going to DC. You'd be amazed at the generosity of our CCL leaders and supporters. Another great opportunity that isn't directly related to Another great opportunity is focusing on asking if anyone has hotel or airline points. People who have extra hotel points or airline points can use them to subsidize lodging or getting a volunteer to DC by buying the ticket or the lodging for them using those points. You can also put together a fundraising event. Some groups hold an annual community fundraising event and invite everyone they know, even outside of CCL, to help send constituent lobbyists from their community to represent them in DC. If you do this, it'll be important for you to follow some of the recommendations that you hear in the second part of this training tonight about handling chapter money. And these donations, again, should be very clear in saying that they will not be tax exempt. You'll also likely need a bank account for handling the money, as well as someone to make decisions about giving out scholarships. An additional way that we found helpful is through crowdfunding platforms. Individual volunteers or groups have used crowdfunding platforms such as GoFundMe to solicit donations to help them with their travel costs. When you use GoFundMe, make sure not to select CCE or CCL as the recipient, because again, we cannot accept earmarked donated funds for chapters. Another thing to note is that the web platform will often deduct a small percentage of each donation, but the trade-off is it provides a really easy way to set up an online campaign that you could then share on social media, emailing it to your friends and family to help you reach a lot more people. You also can think about local coordinators. Your group can help people to decide to go by having someone keep track of who's going. Your local volunteer coordinator makes it easy for people to find roommates, to make plans together, for helping people who are going to connect with each other. Typically, it's been somebody that's been there before that might know the ropes and have a chance to really walk through how to save money on lodging or transportation, you name it. It's a great way to really lean into the expertise of those that have already been to the conference. We also want to highlight that we provide a conference room share form for anyone that's looking to find roommates and to make travel plans together to help save money. So if you are interested in that, please go to Community and find the liability waiver form or ask your regional director for help getting there. And the more you can create a team spirit around attending the conference, the more people will go and the more your group will gain the benefits that come with empowering more people having that transformational experience of being together in DC for CCL's conference. The last thing I'll just say here is outside of all of these ideas, if you have a specific request or idea, you are also more than welcome to coordinate with your regional director. You can find their information by just searching for regional director in CCL community and then clicking on their profile to send them a message. And they are more than happy to help troubleshoot and think through with you what might be some alternatives out there to make sure that no cost is a barrier for your arrival in DC. Now, when we used to do this training, we would walk through the step process in opening up a bank account. But what I'd like to do tonight actually is highlight that we no longer recommend this and that applying for an EIN isn't necessary and requires a considerable amount of complicated work to designate a responsible party with all of their information for the IRS and all of the ongoing forms and fees annually that are required to maintain that status. So know that donations to your chapter are not tax deductible, but if you have any questions about this process or the rationale behind that decision, you are more than welcome to contact CCL's CFO, our Chief Financial Officer, Olivia Malones at olivia@citizensclimate.org. And for the rest of our call today, what I'll do is pass it to Jean here to highlight how we recommend handling finances, because however you raise your money, it's important to handle the funds with care. We strongly recommend that two or more people always are aware of that money process, both when it comes in and when it goes out. And responsibilities of such co-treasurers could include overseeing a chapter checking account, itemizing expenses on a spreadsheet to share with a broader chapter, signing off on expenses before making purchases, and following up to make sure that reimbursements for members for approved expenses have attached receipts. Such practices provide a really strong culture of transparency and help assure your local donors that are supporting your fundraising efforts that their money is being handled well while protecting those people that are handling the money as well. So with that, let's pass it to you, Jean, and we'll learn a little bit more about managing money at the group level and what's been working for North Carolina's Raleigh-Durham chapter.
First thing about raising money is to confront that most people have something in the back of their mind saying, I hate to ask people for money. Or something like this. People would probably go to the Washington, D.C. conference, the Lobby Day conference, but they can't afford it. It's too expensive. Or they might have a thought like, well, our tabling doesn't look so great, but it's all we can afford right now. So it's easy to really get disempowered around money, but instead you could stretch your comfort zone, a familiar thing in Citizens Climate Lobby for every volunteer. Stretch your comfort zone and say instead something like this. I say that money is not going to be a barrier for anyone in this chapter who wants to go to Washington, D.C., or for us to have an attractive tabling kit, or for whatever it is, the need that you have. I say it's possible to raise the money to fill that need. Okay, let's start from there. Great. So now what do you do after that? Well, first you get clear about what's needed. You start by letting people know in your chapter that you're going to support them because there's probably a suppression on some people's part too that maybe they do want to go to Washington, but they're wondering like how they can afford it. So if finances might be inhibiting people from even considering doing some of these things. So you need to let people know that, we offer scholarships for people who want to go to Washington, or we'll raise money to support people who want to go to Washington. We'll contribute to your travel expenses, we'll contribute to your registration so that people know. But you also need to have them commit. So for example, for Washington, they need to register and then you can start raising the money. So it's kind of like a mutual commitment. The next thing is to ask them, like, or have them get clear exactly how much money do they need. Have them take a look. We need dollar amounts before we can start raising money. Same thing for like supplies for tabling. Have your tabling team or your tabling person like estimate, do a little research on the internet and on Amazon and find out like how much is it going to cost to get us a tent, a table, et cetera, and come up with an amount. So like you have, like we need $500, we need $300, et cetera. And also make it really clear to the people in your chapter that you're going to support with financial, means, I mean that you're going to support with money to, that you're going to agree an amount with them a not to exceed amount, up to this amount you will reimburse. You need to let them know what kinds of expenses are eligible and that they're going to need to save receipts to submit for reimbursement. Usually that's pretty simple, but if you miss this up front, it can cause trouble later on. So make sure you're clear about that. All right, so now you've figured out how much you need, and now it's time to design your fundraising program. And so you need to think about who are you going to ask, and I'm going to give you recommendations about each one of these, how you're going to collect the money, and how you're going to reimburse approved expenses. So first, who to ask? Well, we suggest sending an email ask to your entire chapter roster. And the reason is this: a lot of people might not be active in your chapter because, you know, they're busy, their lifestyle doesn't allow it, etc. But giving money might be a way they can contribute and that they would find very satisfying. Of course, your ask needs to be carefully worded so that it's clear, even to those who haven't been active, what you're doing, what you're asking for, and how the money is going to be used. So I'll give you more on that later on. Second, how are you going to collect the money? So we suggest keeping things simple. Our chapter uses the Venmo app. You can Google it, V-E-N-M-O. It's available on the phone and on laptops, and it's linked to the bank account for us of one of our trusted members. So if your accounting processes are tight, you can make this work. If you're not comfortable with using a trusted member's bank account, then you can set up a chapter bank account as described in CCL Community, where it's called Managing Money in Your Group. If you use Venmo, you can accept donations via Venmo, or you can have donors US mail, like just snail mail you a check to the person who's managing the bank account. And how you will reimburse expenses, we suggest using Venmo to reimburse, or you can also use snail mail by just mailing somebody a reimbursement check. So now with all of that worked out, what are some good ways to ask? And I'm going to give you a couple examples. We like to say that some people don't have time for CCL, but would love to financially support specific CCL activities. All we have to do is clearly ask and make it easy to give. So we suggest sending an email ask. It puts all the information in one place. It makes it easy for potential donors to say yes. And a little trick here is to put all the names that you're sending it to in the blind CC section of the email. And that way, when people reply with questions and that sort of thing, it only goes to the sender and not to everybody on the list. Spend some time on the wording of the ask. And again, a couple of examples are going to be below. And here's what needs to be included. First, you need to have a message title that gets potential donors to open your email. Yeah, enough said about that. You need to inspire your audience with a need and do it in a few words. And you need to offer them an opportunity to help. And finally, you need to have everything in your email that readers need to know to respond positively. Make it easy for your donors so that they know how to donate, what to do next. Yeah, make it easy, so straightforward. So here is an actual email that our chapter sent out. And the title was, Seeking $500 to Send Our CCL Team Members to Washington Lobby Day. And here's what we said. Fellow climate supporters, we're so impressed with the teen leaders who have joined our chapter recently. They're known at their high schools as climate leaders and are known to us by speaking out about living their adult lives in the changing climate we're leaving them. Three teens are now registered for the Washington, D.C. Lobby Day, November 11 and 12. Young people always get special attention in lobby meetings, and these articulate young people are perfectly suited for that. We are looking for $500 to help fund the trip for several of these teens. Can you help? To be clear, these donations are not tax deductible, sorry. If you are a Venmo user, you can transfer your donation to, and then you give them the account name that they need to look for. And That person will reimburse the teen's expenses from funds received. If you want to give more traditionally, forward this message to an email address for further instructions. And that's where you put the email, the place that they can mail a check and how to make out the check and that sort of thing. Thanks for being part of this important work. Now, as always, it takes a village, and we are a resourceful village that makes things happen. And here's a second example, passing the hat. I'm not going to go into it right here. You can read this, this slide deck will be there, but it's a similar thing. Now, we're resourceful. This is one way you can help. Here's how to do it with a similar mechanism below. Either give through Venmo or forward this message to an email for further instructions as to where to make mail the check and who to make it out to. So then you send out the ask, and then as people respond, you send appreciation and respect to each one of them promptly, like by return email. Just read it and immediately get back to them and thank them for it. Keep track of pledge amounts and who made them, because you'll need to maybe follow up with some people. Once sufficient pledges have been received, wait a day or two and send out a message ending the ask. So we like to close out our ask when it's clear that we will meet our goal. So the day or two gives a chance for the checks to arrive, and it, maybe you go over your goal a little bit. So to guarantee your success. Okay, so then here's examples of ending the ask. We sent out an email that said, raised $500 to send our team members to Washington Lobby Day. Thanks to all who considered and responded to our request. We now have receipts and checks being mailed to meet our goal. Thanks for making it easy. Generosity smooths many paths. Okay, so there's also connected with this presentation, there is a workbook, a set of spreadsheets for you to track things and make your activities auditable by a third party. It's called the Fundraising and Accounting Workbook, and it's available on Community in the Managing Money in Your Group section. And it has three sheets. I'm going to show you those later on, and we're going to go through what's on them. There's a sheet for your check register. That's kind of like a high-level summary of everything. There's a sheet for expense detail, a sheet for income detail. So as donations come in via Venmo or via checks coming in the mail, you let donors know as soon as you receive them and you thank them again. And then you promptly deposit any checks and record each donation in the income detail spreadsheet and the check register spreadsheet. I'll show you those in a minute. You make a copy of the checks that were deposited and you store the hard copy for later reference. Again, that's so that you can easily let a third party check what's been going on and be comfortable that everything is balancing. So what do you do for reimbursing? Well, you've already made it clear ahead of time to the people that you've pledged money to that they're going to need receipts to get reimbursement, because that's a hard and fast rule. You've made clear what kinds of expenses we're going to reimburse, how you'll be getting the reimbursement to them. And you can now tell them that electronic receipts are acceptable. You know, if they have hard copy, they can scan it and email it to you. Or if they have some kind of an email or electronic version of their receipt, forwarding that to you is also acceptable. And when they submit those receipts, first you look them over to see that they match what we agreed to. And I like to say it's okay to be picky about this because, you know, we need to take things seriously when we're spending our donors' money. We want our donors to trust us in the future. So we need to make sure that what we told them and how we're acting with their money match up. Store the receipts for auditability in the cloud. We use Google Drive, and we give each one a file name that starts with its date. And that way it's easy to find things later when you're trying to, if you have any questions. And we like to use the date format with the four-digit year, two-digit month, and two-digit date. And that way they kind of automatically line up in date sequence when you're looking at them on the computer. Each expense and reimbursement gets recorded in the expense detail spreadsheet and the check register spreadsheet. We like using Venmo to reimburse, and if the spender doesn't have Venmo, we ask them to set up an account. If they're not comfortable with that, fine. We'll snail mail them a check. Venmo, you can reimburse somebody like same day. A check takes a little while. Keep it auditable. Our trusted volunteer who's handles all this for us links Venmo to their personal checking account. Each CCL entry is clearly marked in their checkbook as CCL related. And at any time, the fundraising and accounting workbooks, check register, spreadsheet documents how much CCL money is in the trusted volunteer's personal checking account. Copies of all the machine readable receipts and copies of all the emails that approved expenses are stored in the cloud. That is, for us, it's on Google Drive. And again, everything, the emails that approved their expenses as well as their receipts are stored with a file name that starts with their date. Only the members of your chapter who are authorized for accounting are given access to this information. Money is spent only on items that the money was raised for, that's very important, and no reimbursement without first submitting a receipt. There are no exceptions to this because it's trust building. And finally, a very small number of people are authorized for accounting and can see all the accounting transactions. You need more than one person just for checks and balances, but you don't want very many. So maybe two or three people, especially the donor information needs to be held in confidence. So two or three people, that's fine. That's it. Yeah, now you can raise money for your chapter. You have a lot of the tools to get started, and like, don't make lack of money stop you from doing your CCL activities. It's out there. You just have to ask for it.
Excellent. That is such great advice. Thank you so much, Jean. As always, we so appreciate all of you being here tonight or listening in on this recording later on. If you want to make sure to get credit for attending the training, you can go to the Action Tracker and then under that chapter and volunteer development icon, click that, select training, type in managing your money, and you'll get credit for also attending. We're so grateful for you being here and helping us highlight the impact that we're having with CCL's training program. My email is provided here at brett@citizensclimate.org. And you're also more than welcome. We encourage you to share what's working well for your chapter on CCL Communities forums. Just go to community.citizensclimate.org/forums and share your recommendations, because the wisdom of the crowds is what helps us all get better. So with that, we hope you found tonight's training empowering. We look forward to hearing how you are managing money and raising conference scholarships. And we look forward to seeing you in DC, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.